she's fast and have them back tomorrow, I promise.
Relax. At Blockbuster, you can keep your videos for 3 evenings, so take home plenty. And use our 24-hour quick drop.
Do you have any children's videos?
Sure. Blockbuster's America's family video store. You know, we have more kids' videos than any place else. Hey, more movies, more nights, more fun.
Blockbuster Video.
Mothra versus Godzilla. I didn't see anyone on the cast list, really.
Japanese actors.
Yeah.
No one. Godzilla and Mothra.
I think this is your basic story. A guy wants to, you know, get his amusement park. He needs an attraction. He finds the egg on the beach. He sees money signs, sells it to the guy. And that's about it. And Godzilla shows up. Am I missing anything? I like the fairies. I thought the fairies were quite good in this.
Oh, God. Those are twin fairies?
Yes. I love those twin fairies.
There was one shot with those two little women. I had no idea how they did it. They must have built giant chairs.
Yes.
They're walking through the hotel room, and the chairs were huge. That was amazing.
I got a question, though. When Godzilla is coming, so we got Godzilla coming, I got to save my girlfriend, right? Why am I running through the water when my Jeep's on the other side? That one scene, I didn't understand. He's trying to get across. I'm like, what are you doing? There's so many questionable, the main protagonists in this film. What are you doing? Constantly making bad choices. I guess is my issue with the film. I love these films. I really, really love these films. And I think this one was, it was fine. I think they made an effort to have a story. It's very basic. Guy wants to make money. The egg shows up. It's Mothra. They go to fight Godzilla. He can't. They have to get the second Mothra. That's fine. And what's Godzilla? Is this the one where he just falls in the water at the end? He sort of rolls off. And they go, yay, you beat Godzilla.
Yes.
He just sort of rolls off at the end. I'm like, okay.
I like Godzilla as the bad guy. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, Godzilla was the bad guy in this one. But, I mean, I'm getting to the point going, in these films, going, can you guys think of a way to beat him? Because he keeps coming back.
But I thought the visuals were cool. I like Godzilla covered in the webs from the Mothra larva.
I thought those were good.
And when the military's shooting them with the fire, the whole suit actually caught on fire and the head was on fire in one scene. I thought that was really cool.
I like I said, I enjoy these films for what they are. Mindless nonsense to me. I just think I'm great. The thing has like a 25-film franchise or something for this. And they just keep going and I love them. I mean, I'm going to watch every single one of these films as we go. And, I mean, the acting is always bad, but they work for me. They have a very simple plot every time. But it works every time. Is this the scene? I think it's this one. The guy shows up and they go, we thought you were dead.
When the woman says, I don't remember that happening in this one.
Or is that King Kong? When the guy comes back to the apartment? Yeah, this is this one. He comes back to the apartment. He sees the girl's friend. And she goes to him, I thought you were dead. What? What? She's on the train, and then he goes to get her.
Okay.
No, I'm just like, whatever. I'm like, okay. It's just so many bad. And the woman, she makes a bad decision. She's on the truck going, oh, I'll just get off. I don't like being on here. There's a gigantic Godzilla coming after you. Get going. I don't know. I just thought it was funny. Oh, my other favorite scene is the guy with all the money. The vault of money. And then the guy that has the egg goes, I need my money. And he's just grabbing money out of the vault. I'm like, yeah, you're going to live, buddy. I know you're going to live. Sure you are. I don't know what to say about these films. They just amuse me to no end. They're mindless fluff.
But so much fun.
I agree.
Yeah.
Is there anybody buy anything before we go?
No. Sure.
Not this week.
Kevin?
I bought Downton Abbey. I bought Scarface, the De Palma film. I bought Field of Dreams on digital. And, yeah, that would be it.
I haven't seen Field of Dreams since the theaters. Maybe I saw it on TV a few times.
And I watched the Crisis crossover.
Yeah, the Crisis crossover is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
I wasn't too into the crossover this year until the third part.
The third part
had so many great moments in it.
So much.
And lots of twists. So definitely had me on my toes. Surprise cameo in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I had rumors about that happening, but then I didn't think it actually was. And then they go to Earth 666. nice twist. I mean, like, that whole thing with Lex Luthor and Superman at the end, that was kind of crazy.
Yeah, that was my absolute favorite part. I thought that was the best Lex Luthor has been on film.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah. And then that Oliver Queen is going to become another superhero character.
Yep.
That's crazy too. So I guess we're going to have the big Dawn of Time standoff in episode 4.
Probably.
Yeah. No, it's very impressed by that. The second episode is probably the weakest.
Yes, it is.
But it was great to see Brandon Routh as the Superman Returns version of Superman.
Come on.
But with the Kingdom Come storyline tucked in there too.
Kevin, you know what I'm going to give love to? Burt Ward right at the beginning. Whatever he says. I went and lost it.
Holy weight gain.
Oh my God. He's like 14 times the size he was on Batman.
Yeah.
He is a big boy now.
He is, yes. Holy red skies of death.
That's what he said. I couldn't remember. I just love it. I'm having a good time. I didn't think I was going to like it. I really didn't, but I quite enjoyed it. I do have one quick question. I do not like Batwoman. I do not think Ruby Rose works as Batwoman for me.
I don't have a problem with Ruby Rose as Batwoman. She's pretty much the Kate Kane of the comics.
Okay.
She looks like her. She comes across as the way I would imagine her. It's just that some things, like I look at the they've got some weird strand of hair over her one eye.
Yes.
On the mask, and I'm like, how does she see out of that? In the comics, that wasn't the case. It might fall forward from time to time, but she was able to brush it backwards. This is like glued in place. Anyway, it's the show itself is not what people were expecting. They were expecting a Batman show with a woman.
I agree.
It's not quite. It's the Batwoman of the comics, where she's her arch enemy is her sister, who she didn't know was dead, or she thought was dead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I just find she's chewing scenery every show.
The sister. Yeah.
Just line them up. I watch the show because I'm a Batman fanatic, so I'm going to watch it till the end, but it's not doing much for me.
No. And I didn't. Kevin Conroy as the old Batman was okay, but I he didn't knock me with his performance.
Well, he's a terrible actor. It's kind of showing it. Yeah. He's really bad.
He's a great voice actor.
Absolutely, but not an actor. Yes. You could tell why he didn't succeed. It was pretty evident after watching that. I'm like, ooh. A little rough, but yeah. Lex Luthor is still in this show.
Yeah, Lenny Luthor is doing a great job.
He is doing a great job, Lenny Luthor. Yeah. So, guys, we got to wrap this up. If they make it,
it's probably a Netflix original.
Goodbye, all.
Night.
So long, guys.